Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, we got to get down in the gossip. It's time for the tea.
The tea hack.
Oh my.
They did break up.
They did?
Is it official?
What?
Because here's the thing. Okay.
They did.
So Bezos' wedding is coming up. It's in Venice. And the people of Venice are not happy. But it's like, Erica's wedding is going to be in Estes Park.
Right.
And how would you feel if the people of Estes Park were like, we don't want that Rainier girl up here. You're like, listen, I'm just doing.
But I didn't just like send people to orbit around space because I could.
No. You're not allowed to conflate these two different things. If you can afford to rent a whole hotel in Estes Park, which you're not renting the whole hotel.
No,
I don't want anybody to misunderstand.
It could end up being filled with only our guests because it's pretty small.
Okay. So if that happened and the people of Estes are like, radio people from Denver, you're like, what? Then don't rent your hotel out.
I just don't. Yeah. I just think these are two different things.
He's got enough money to rent all the hotels in Venice and like all the restaurants. Like,
but is
you can't be mad at him for that.
Is he doing that because he wants exclusivity at his wedding? Or is he doing that because there is 4,000 people invited? I think
Does it make? What difference does it make?
Because the exclusivity thing is like, then get married at home.
No.
If you want like the privacy.
Right. This is a public city.
I know, but these guys are going to get taken care of.
They're hotels and restaurants that need people to come visit. Same with Estes. It's like, oh, the people coming here. It's like, they don't have a hotel.
Right.
People who stay at hotels aren't from the town.
Yeah. And he's going to spend estimated between $10 and $20 million. Dollars.
That is so embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
Just, it's how much are you, like, I know you don't want to say the number, but the number that you're going to spend on your wedding is embarrassing.
Yes.
So he's just able to do it.
Than I would want to spend on anything intangible.
But
I'm not going into the millions.
But he's just doing it. Like, 20 million to him is whatever your number is to you.
No.
Yes, it is.
No chance. Because I'm still budgeting.
He can, like...
It's probably less.
Yes.
Like, he could have done way more.
Way more.
Okay, here's my question. For $20 million, I hope everyone's going home with, like, a gold rock.
No!
Is he flying everyone out and putting them up in hotels and...
Here's the deal. Like, they're parking just a truck ton of yachts. So he's got... You know, his yacht is what?
He's got that weird yacht that's, like, so huge. For what?
Do you know what his yacht has?
Doesn't his yacht have a yacht?
It does. Yeah.
His yacht has a yacht?
Yep. Yeah.
And doesn't it have a helicopter landing pad?
I think
the yacht of his yacht has a... He doesn't want the helicopters landing on that one. Right. He wants it to land on the other yacht.
Don't be ridiculous.
I just don't understand why people are mad. I know we were going to talk about the people who are coming and we're going to get back to that, but are we really mad? Hey, Venice, you're a tourist city and he's going to pay more than the regular tourist would.
Hey, Slacker.
Yeah.
$20 million could probably feed everyone who needs food.
Right. But he also is giving tons of money to charity. He already does that.
He did opt also for no wedding gifts. He just wants charitable donations.
He's giving
to great.
Local charities in Venice.
A $1 million wedding. It's still going to be the best wedding that almost anyone's ever been to.
No.
And then...
Then you throw a $20,000 wedding.
I can't do that.
Yeah, well, neither can he.
Yes, he can.
No, he can't. Like, dude, can you?
Because he's supporting the economy, which is a tourism economy. It always confuses me when tourism places are like, get the tourists out of here. And it's like, you don't want them to not come.
I'm looking at you, Paris.
Then you don't have your city anymore.
Okay, so here's the other thing that I wanted to get to about this. When they list A-list celebrities are coming, here we go. Orlando Bloom. Let me just start there.
Kind of a G-list.
Isn't he?
Yeah, used to be A-list. Kind of fell
off.
What
was the last thing he did?
For real now. What's the last thing he did? Had a baby with Katy Perry.
Right, but was okay.
He was in some commercials with Drew Carey. Or no, not Drew Carey. Drew Barrymore.
Okay. I'm thinking of Lord of the Rings was the last for The Hobbit.
Yeah.
Deep Cover, which comes out this year it's not already out.
I watched it. It's good.
The Cut last year.
Deep Cover is actually
good. Gran Turismo, based on a true story.
Oh, yeah, it was a racing car movie. Yeah.
None of these are anything great.
Mm. No.
Sleeping with Katy Perry is probably his best
accomplishment. But here's the whole point.
Lord of the Rings, get out of here.
Katy's not coming.
Because they broke up.
What?
That's why I asked at the beginning. It was not official when I read it this morning. Who sent her to space? Was it Bezos?
I don't actually know, but she ruined her life doing that.
Totally.
She went up to space. Did the stupid flower.
She started singing Fireworks up there.
Oh, yeah. She could not have been more cringe on that journey. Yeah.
The problem is she was cringe before it, and then she didn't realize this is going to make it worse.
Yep. And then the dancing videos that have come out and stuff.
Of her tour.
It's so bad.
Wait, and she also had the song that was like, it's a woman's world. And then the lyrics were very like, no, it's not. sexy combat, like something like that. Like, it was horrific.
There was something about that where they wanted her for the Barbie movie, but she didn't have time to make it. So then they had Lizzo do it or something. It was that whole thing.
Shut up.
I think so.
This is what I read, and I don't know if you just saw it in the story you looked up. When she got back and it was cringe, Orlando was like, that was embarrassing. And that was the end of their relationship.
To Jeff Bezos' wedding.
But then, why is he's still going to Bezos?
Because Bezos wasn't embarrassing. Bezos wasn't up there with a daisy singing Firework.
Maybe he's trying to go to space. Bezos, I'll be better.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.